Holiday displays are beginning to pop up in stores, and you may be thinking, this is the year I'm going to get all my shopping, baking, and decorating done early. Well, if that's the case, we have a way to kickstart your holiday planning. It's the 2013 Greater Cincinnati Holiday Market, and it's November 15th through 17th. And here to tell us all the details is the event producer, Vicki Hart. Welcome, Vicki, to your first Around Cincinnati.
Yeah, this is great. Thank you for having me.
People can expect to see all kinds of things at your growing holiday market. You're even now at Duke Energy Center, the largest facility we've got in this city. So you're filling that up. Tell us about the exhibitors.
This year, we are so excited. The show is a lot bigger, and people can expect to find so unique gifts there. We have a juried show, which means that everyone has to hand in pictures and pictures of their booth. And we keep track of everything they bring so no one can bring the same two things. And we've also added a food component this year. So there's a specialty food and treat show.
Is it all sweets or is it?
There's going to definitely be gift baskets for all occasions. But you can find chocolates and spices and coffees, oils, sauces, some bourbon sauces. We have local cheeses, cheeses from around the country, meats, salsas, fudge, soups. I don't think you can miss any type of food. It's all going to be there.
And then a little bit about the types of gifts and things people will find. It's not just decorations for the home. I mean, you can go Christmas shopping.
Yeah. This show is one show. I haven't been to a mall since we started the show. You can come here and find every single unique gift for everyone on your list and never have to go to a mall. So, for instance, there's boutiques there that you won't find anywhere else around the country. There is obviously home decor and places as far away from as California bringing home decor to Cincinnati. There's men's gifts. There's a bow tie boutique. There's glassware, painted ware. Really, it's the whole gamut of 300 booths.
Yeah, I think you answered my other question, which was people are coming from all over the country, vendors.
They're coming from all over the country. Of course, we have some of our local greats here in Cincinnati. We wouldn't want to miss them, but we do have them coming from everywhere.
How does the show differ in its approach from sort of typical holiday shopping? I mean, you probably have a bit party atmosphere.
Well, when you walk in the door, it's not like a mall. You're definitely going to notice that all of a sudden it turned into Christmas when you walked in the door. Every single booth has to decorate. So that's our first requirement, is they have to decorate for the holidays. So you're going to walk in and you're just going to feel like, wow, it's time to go on Christmas shopping. So that just adds to your charm and adds to your mood for Christmas shopping. But also, besides having all the booths juried, when you walk down the aisle, it's a calming experience. No one's rushing you. You don't have to hurry. If you don't finish one day, you can come back and finish the next day. So it's an all-over experience.
You mentioned having new culinary additions to this year's schedule. Can you tell us a little bit more about, I mean, you can get food there, too. If you're spending the whole day, you're going to need to replenish.
Yeah. We do have an area called Wine Down and Enjoy. And in that area, it's in the center of the show. You can have a seat at a table and have a glass of wine, have some cheeses and some chutneys and try a few things that the chef has cooked up there. And just relax, maybe talk to your girlfriends. It's a great place for girlfriends to have a day out together. And look around at all the booths around you and really just enjoy the day. We have a package check, so you can leave all your packages or if you're filling your arms. And there's also a cafe where you can have some roasted turkey.
The lobby area has something called a Queen City Cake and Sugar Art Show.
Yeah, that's going to be really special and really neat for the visitors to see this year. There'll be over 100 cakes, all decorated in any way you can possibly imagine. And it's a competition for them, so they take it very serious. It's one of those places where you might see a cake that looks like a cheeseburger in perfect order. Last year, there was a cake that was a Prada shoe. I mean, anything you can think of, they're decorating and they're competing.
That is a competition, so you'll be awarding prizes or naming winners?
Yeah, they have a full awards process, and there are winners, and you can vote.
Well, tell us a little bit, too. You have a charity partner every year. Who's your partner this year?
We do. Bake Me Home is our charity partner, and we feel really connected with them with the holiday market. This is their second year with us. They're a local Cincinnati charity started by two young sisters. I think they were 9 and 11 when they started it in that age. They raise money and give to homeless people when they're getting out of the homeless shelter and getting their new apartment or getting their new place to live. They actually provide them with all the bakeware and some of the home necessities needed when you're first starting out. They will be on site. They will be selling their famous cookies and their famous cookie jars and raising money for their charity.
obviously, this is a great draw for women.
It is.
Who do probably most of the shopping at the holidays for their families. But there are family-friendly activities as well, so you welcome children.
We do welcome children. For starters, there's Santa. Santa will be there all day, every day. You can get photos with him from 12 to 2 on all 3 days. But I don't think he'd mind if you clicked a picture here and there before. So he'll be on hand. There are specialty booths for kids. There's kids' recreations, like playgrounds. There's one of those. There's booths with kids' active wear. There's toy booths. There's clothing. So it's really interactive for kids. There's so many trees and lights and just pretty things to look at. Kids usually enjoy themselves quite well.
Do you know how many square feet that you guys are covering for this show? You're in the main room, the largest area of the Duke
Energy
Center?
We're in Hall A and B, so I bet you we're taking up about 50,000 square feet, if not a little bit more than that.
There's a wireless cafe.
There's a wireless cafe, yes, and they can go there, and that's where you can enjoy lunch that the chef is preparing himself. We want people to come in and want to spend the day with us. There's no reason to leave. Or obviously, there's great restaurants downtown, and you can eat at a restaurant and come back, or you can just stay the day with us.
This is a little bit of a different shopping experience, so it might be good to tell folks what they need to bring in order to shop effectively and successfully at the holiday market.
Yeah, and this year, what they need to bring is a little bit different from last year. For one, comfortable walking shoes. It's a lot bigger. Let's be comfortable while we shop. You may want to bring a tote bag if you like to put all your gifts and shopping into one bag. We do have bags at the door, but sometimes your own personal tote bag just makes you a little more comfortable. Maybe a good idea would bring a cooler to leave in your car. Now that we have a food show and there's going to be some cold items, let's have that cooler ready. Maybe you go to farmers markets on the weekends and you're used to keeping that cooler in there. If you're not, it's a good idea to bring it. There's a lot of good stuff.
Tickets are available, not online. So where can folks find tickets?
They can find tickets at all 150 area Kroger stores. So tickets are very convenient. You just get it. It's a register receipt. It's easy enough. And come on down to the show.
This is November 15th through 17th, so 3 days.
3 days.
Three opportunities to do all your Christmas shopping, and you're done by the 17th of November.
That's right. And don't forget, if you can't do it in one day, you can come back free the next day.
Come back so that you pay one ticket price and you can come back.
Yeah, we just ask you to stop by the desk and give us your name, and you can come back the next day.
Well, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show, and congratulations on all the success of the holiday market now at Duke Energy Center this year. I've been speaking with Vicki Hart. She's the event producer from Hart Productions, and we've been talking about this year's holiday market. It's at Duke Energy Center this year, folks, on November 15th through 17th. For more information about hours as well as ticket prices and those Kroger locations, you can visit our website, wbxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Robin Carey Allgaier.